We have Monica Bells from the islands, the other islands in the Pacific, the Hawaiian Islands, actually Kauai to be more specific.
Kauai, the small northernmost island.
Yeah.
And the Kauai government employees?
Got it.
All right.
Kauai government employees, Federal Credit Union. I am the millennial CEO, honored to take the torch from Corinne King about a year and a half ago.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. So what did you learn from today's underground collision event here in the Bahamas?
Sure. So I had no idea what the underground event was. It was on my agenda in the Y Cup category, mm-hmm. the Young Professional Program. Mm-hmm. So I was here doing the debrief with Y Cup, the Young Professionals, and Brandy, the leader, fearless leader of Y Cup, said, all right, folks, we have the underground starting now. I'm going to open the doors and let the fleet arrive. And I thought, the fleet? This is the fleet. We're Y Cup. Who's coming in? And a mob of powerhouse leaders from the credit union industry flooded in, mm-hmm. took over our tables with us. We were bumper to bumper, shoulder to shoulder, with some of the most inspiring leaders I've ever met in my life. Mm-hmm. And we got to talk about real things, the elephant in the room. Mm-hmm. And it was a safe place to have debate, to ask powerful questions that might not be allowed to be asked with traditional rules. Mm-hmm. And we got to dig in deep and say, hey, how do we genuinely talk about these topics? Mm-hmm. in a manner where we get somewhere and we can be change agents and forge our industry ahead through it.
Yeah. Without going too much into the details, what were a couple of takeaways that you learned here today? What are you going to take back to the other islands?
Sure. Number one takeaway, don't believe all of the rules you have been taught.
Yep. Indeed. I noticed at your table you guys are talking about designing a board. Design, how to have that ideal board. I mean, a lot of boards out there are very proactive and very forward thinking. There's some others that need work in that area. So how do you design a board at your credit union to help you guys get to where you need to be?
Sure, that was a question that was asked specifically to me at my table. And it was interesting because the premise of the conversation was, it's the CEO's role to design a meaningful, powerful, changing board.
Mm-hmm. A dynamic board.
A dynamic mm-hmm. board that will truly lead our industry into the future. And so they asked me, what's your board like? And I said, well, I've only been there a year and a half. And I recall my mentor telling me right away, your job as a CEO is to build a dynamic board. And I thought, well, my job at first as a CEO is to just survive my first year as a CEO, and then we'll talk about the other jobs that come with that. My board is an incredibly supportive board. They were able to attract me. It was a win-win situation. As a millennial, as a transformative thinker, but we went through a lot of really intense change and change management. So it was good for both the board and myself to go through that for the first year. And now we have the conversation at the board level. What kind of board do we need in order to live this vision into the future? Mm-hmm. And so we can have those kinds of hard conversations and decide what kind of board makeup we need. And therefore, how do we build a plan, a succession plan of some kind, to ensure this credit union has a board that can steward this credit union forward for the island.
That's where it all starts, right there. That's kind of laying the foundation, right?
True. It's the dialogue. Yep. And to be able to trust each other enough to talk about it is a great place to start. So I was inspired to hear from leaders, young and old, in the industry on what would a dynamic board look like? What are the conversations they're having at their board? Mm-hmm. There were some board of directors sitting at the table. Yeah. There were some CEOs sitting at the table, young and old. So it was really inspiring and insightful for me to hear their perspective.
Yeah, I could see that one your table was really, well, let's say dynamic. It was really a table that was getting some things done, for sure.
We were getting some things done, and we had Randy at the table, too, who was challenging all of our thought processes. So it was powerful. Yeah, I love the underground. I had no idea.
Well, now you're in. Now you're in for life. All right. Anything else? Anything else to add to wrap up?
Aloha. We love the credit union movement all over the globe. Keep transforming your communities. And if you're ever on Kauai, let me know if you want a board meeting.
A literal board meeting on the board. Surfboard, that is. All right.
Aloha.
Thank you very much, Monica.